Feliz Navidad. That means Merry Christmas in Spanish. Say it. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Why you wanna go and do me like that? Come down on the street and dance with me. I'm a lot like you.
Hey, are you singing?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
I'm singing some Weezer.
Weezer's been stuck in my head for a long time, ever since that new single, the Happy New Year, everyone. I mean, it's not now, but, you know, get ready for a new year. I hope everyone had a good Christmas.
Are we in the new year?
We're not in the new year.
It's almost
new year. This weekend is the new year, or this coming days is going to be the new year. It's after Christmas. Christmas just happened.
Oh my gosh, Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
And now it's almost 2010.
Almost 2010. And so, James is back again.
Yeah, I'm back.
Wow. I feel like I've been time traveling. 2010 sounds so futuristic, but it's hard to believe it's like in a few days. Does it sound futuristic to you, or just me?
2010? As opposed to like... Well, because remember Conan used to have that show, or that segment, it's like, in the year 2000... You guys remember that?
Yeah.
No, but
go
on. Go on.
He used to have that, and then like the joke would go. Well, they'd all be have like flashlights. They'd have flashlights that make them look futuristic, and they'd say, and they dim the lights, and they would all be like, in the year 2000, and then Conan would be like, in the year 2000, like we would have flying cars and blah 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 blah, Clinton blah 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 blah, or something like that. Whoever the president was back then. And then that would be the joke. But now we're way past 2010. We're way past 2000. We're in 2010.
It sounds
soon.
Good.
In
but
a week
sounds,
or so.
It sounds like it's like 50 years from now.
But is it?
Does it's
it really,
definitely right around the corner.
Because think about it. Do we have the things that we want like in the future? What is something that's not there? We don't have flying cars yet. We don't.
Yeah.
The internet is going wild, right?
The internet is crazy.
That's gonna be the game changer right there is the internet. The things you can do with the internet. You can do amazing things, but we were already on the internet before that. James, you were already causing trouble on the internet before that.
I wonder if there's any advanced thing, like you can hop in the screen and then you're like, I'm inside the internet.
Well, if you can do... If you
that
can
was
do,
sweet, like, aha. Uh-huh.
Like in that video inside. When you're all sketchy.
Take the aha video.
Take on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he jumps inside the comic.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? The comic strip?
Remember like stuff like Lawnmower Man, how you wanted to be inside that. But we can't do that yet.
You think you can just jump in the screen in the future? And then you're like, I'm living in the virtual reality.
Well, if they can do that in Avatar, they can do that here now.
Well, here's one. Remember Star Trek? They used to like teleport people?
Yeah. We haven't done that yet, right?
Why can't we do that yet?
Are you asking me why we can't do that?
Yeah.
Or how come, like as in how come
dude,
we can't?
Dude, I bet you the military knows how to do that stuff, man. They're just not releasing it yet. Not necessarily the military, the government.
Oh, the government,
They're researching that, man.
Well, how would
they
you
have
go,
that shit.
How would you, like, really, you're closer to that than I am,
no,
sir.
No, I'm not, man. Well, I'm in the dark like you are.
So we're at equal level here. But why? You should have more knowledge of this teleportation device that the government seems to have and holding back from us. Who do you think has it? Do you think the president has the teleportation device?
No, not even the president.
Then who's higher than that? Just some guys that are just in a lab. They're like, hey, we can teleport.
Some like underground like
Area 51,
pod.
Man.
Area 51?
Wait,
what?
Some underground pod in West Virginia.
But what division of the military would this be? I always start talking gangster halfway in my senses.
That level, man, everything's like a need-to-know basis, man. If you don't need to know about something, you're not going to know. There's only like a select group of people that know about this stuff.
Not even Barack Obama?
No, not even him. You know what he would do?
They're doing stuff behind
he would
his
go,
back.
If he knew about it, he would go to like the Iranians and be like, hey, I have this great knowledge here. If you guys tell me...
We gotta share it with everyone.
Promise me that you won't build nuclear weapons and I'll give you this teleportation device.
Because you know what they're going to do? If we had a teleportation device, just like how they had in the movie The Watchmen and the book The Watchmen. No, they didn't have that in the book The Watchmen. But you know what they did with that? they took a teleportation. They found a way how to teleport something, but when it teleported, like it causes sort of like a riff, like in the air, you know, like
when, in Lost.
Yeah, but you know when something like pops up, it makes a giant wind and things like sort of spurt out, like electronics spurt out.
Well, like sliders,
sort of like sliders. But imagine like a giant
sliders.
But imagine having like a giant object be teleported. It's almost like an atom bomb landing. When you have that big disrupting force, it'll be like that. That's what happened, man. If someone found out that the government has the teleportation device that we all want,
what, they would just send bombs through the portal?
Someone will steal it. Like some terrorist group would take it, or they would use it on someone. And be like, listen, we got to do is teleport this building, and your shit will be fucked up.
Well, the interesting thing about the terrorist stuff. The interesting thing about the terrorist stuff is like. They can do so much with so little. Like, they can have, like, a $26 piece of equipment that, like, can ruin some radar that we have that's, like, $1 million.
Were you saying that that our secret agency government don't have stuff like that? They have to have stuff like that. That's what we dream of.
Who knows?
If not us, then those guys have to. That's what I envision. I envision Men in Black. That's how I think. Like, there's a division in the government, like Men in Black, who have futuristic stuff. Who've had it since like 1970, like the de-neuralizer where they can erase your memory and stuff like that.
Flashy thing.
Yeah, the flashy thing.
Where they can like put something in the brain, like Chuck has.
Yeah, I think the government does have that. I hope they don't hunt me down by calling them out, but they have that, and they can't. You know, they're just like, we're gonna keep this to ourselves just in case. But you're like, it's Area 51. Have you ever tried to Google Area 51 or like look it up on?
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. It's white. I don't remember there being snow in, I don't remember.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah, it's just blank on the Google Maps.
I've never looked. Wait. Oh, damn it. We don't have a computer.
Don't bring this up again, dude.
You can bring your laptop next time.
I will, damn it.
Bring
the non-porn one. So yeah. Or you can bring the porn one too if you want. That way we can go to any website.
Bring the porn one. Then we can look up what's his face is Saved by the Bell porn.
Screech.
Yeah, Screech is.
Didn't
porn.
You, James? You said there's some sort of conspiracy. Or you, Carolyn? You said there's a conspiracy against Screech.
No, James said.
James, you said it.
No, he.
What is this conspiracy against?
No, just like. I don't know.
He thinks Hollywood's out to get him.
What are the pieces that you found out? You're like, yeah.
No, he announced that self-described, right?
Wait, Screech said there's a conspiracy against him?
Yeah. Isn't that what you said?
Screech is on some radio show where he was talking about, like...
He thinks he's blacklisted or something.
Yeah.
Screech is on the blacklist? He hasn't done anything relevant since Saved by the Bell, and then he makes a sex tape.
Screech was on Saved by the Bell for like 20 years, man.
Yeah, but he hasn't done anything after that.
Would you touch Screech?
I'll shake his hand.
After he did his porn, after he touched all those other...
I don't know. I wouldn't go out of my way to.
That's probably the main reason why he got like blacklisted from the reunion.
Because no one wants to touch him.
They're like, listen,
his points aren't worth anything.
You did a porn. And like Tiffany Amber Thiessen, you already showed your boobs, so that's not the same as doing a down and dirty Screech porn. Or AC Slater.
Mark Paul Gosling's still getting work. Or even though his show got canceled. But
yeah, but you know, if he keeps getting...
Like, at least he's moving on with things.
He was on... I sent you that on Facebook, James. Did I send you that?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was awesome, man.
But it wasn't funny because of Jimmy Fallon. It was funny because of Zach.
No, but see, the Jimmy Fallon comedy, I can describe this as just like the awkward guy comedy who's just lucky to be there. And he uses that as his comedy. He's like, yeah.
That's his gimmick.
That's his niche, you know?
Friends forever.
Do you know what? Like, if I saw Screech... Forever. What is actually his real name? Dustin Diamond?
Yeah.
If I were to see Dustin Diamond in public... If I was to touch him, I wouldn't go out of my way to.
So like, you'd be like, hey, man, what the fuck?
No. Like, if I was face-to-face with him and he was like, hey, nice to meet you, and then had his hand out, like, I'd shake it.
You'd get some Germex afterwards.
I wouldn't, like, yeah, I'd get some Germex and, like, spray it on my hands afterwards, but... Or what's that other stuff? I forget. Anyway. But anyway, so, like, I wouldn't go out of my way to, like, purposely avoid him, but if he had his hand out in front of me, I'm not gonna be like the asshole that just ignores him.
No, that would be really... awesome though, if you think about it.
And you're nothing.
Like, you're like, I'm not gonna shake. You do what Batman does and just not shake your hand, not shake the person's hand.
I don't know just if I stare. Have the heart to do that. I don't think his points are worth that much anyway. It's probably like evens out. He probably has no points.
2010, guys. What are you guys looking forward to in 2010? Or what do you think is gonna happen in 2010?
I'm looking forward to Alice in Wonderland by Tim Burton.
Yeah, that should be pretty fun. out of all the things in 2010.
I'm sure there's more. What else is there?
Well, I'm looking forward to our next comic book tour, which is always cool.
Yes.
James is going to show up to one of those shows.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be at one.
You'll be at one of them. You can touch days. James in person.
James, how many points are you worth?
I don't know. I mean,
it's the accumulation of people that you've touched. Added
but
it to you.
How do you determine like who's worth more?
No,
than
you know what this. You know what this describes. You know, there's those Trojan commercials where they're like, when you're sleeping with this person and they're not using protection, you're sleeping with all these other people, and they all like crowd in the room.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who is yours?
Have you seen those charts? And like, I think Maxim used to do this. I'm not sure if they do it anymore, but they used to have charts of like a celebrity that slept with another celebrity, and then it had like the charts of like who else they slept with.
Like this, the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, yeah. sex wise.
Yeah, it was kind of
Kevin
like
Bacon.
That.
Is that what it is?
Who Kevin had Bacon? Sex with Kevin Bacon?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably nobody.
Whatever. It, was, totally it like, just had like the degrees. Well,
Jimmy,
of, like,
probably Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, damn it, dude.
Man, that's low.
What are you talking about? It's probably.
Well, I don't know.
Wouldn't put it past him.
Okay, well, but it basically rules. Had like a chart of like, you know, a current Hollywood couple, but then it also had like all their exes and then who else they slept with, and then it was like this big family
how,
tree
how they,
of
how
sex.
How do they keep track of who they've had sex with, man?
I guess the Maxim or whoever like celebrity gossip keeps track of it.
They're like, and then Megan Fox had this to say, or had this sex, and then... This sex with this person equals this sex, so that means this person's getting the STDs from this accumulation. They can narrow down like who created like this STD.
Maybe.
All by gossip. So yeah, looking back from 2000 to 2010 now, I guess. Do you guys have anything that you're like, wow, this is, you know, like what exciting thing can you look back and say like this was cool or this sucked, like all of that. Nothing.
Well,
not including anything in 2001.
Can we look at like the year 2000 and try to figure out what happened in 2000? What happened in 2000? What like major events happened in 2000?
Major events in your life?
No, it could be in your life or in the world or whatever.
Well, we did graduate from college.
Well, high school.
Oh, fucking hell.
All right, so we graduated.
Yeah, we graduated. Why am I so bad at this? We graduated, and I remember on my graduation.
Congratulations.
Everyone was specifically saying, Joe, don't throw your hat up in the air because you're not going to get it back. And you know what I did? I fucking threw my hat as far as I could. And I was like, damn it, now I'm not going to get it back.
I got
That's
some
$20.
Humongous one back.
That was $20.
Really?
I had like a medium or something, and I ended up getting like a double XL back.
How did you get that?
I don't know. I got like a humongous one that wouldn't even fit on my head.
Well, you just like
it's from the big head
you?
Kid.
Yeah, like I look like Beetle
you?
Billy, like DJ.
I threw my hat in the air only like 1 foot, and then I got it because I wanted to keep mine.
I do remember. People were afraid of Y2K. That was like our early memory.
Oh,
in 1999. I want to do a movie about that. I want Y2K to really happen.
Do you remember what happened though?
I remember.
We were in this very room.
I remember Hudson was really awesome about Fight Club. That's what it was.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what's that? What happened in this very room?
Remember we were watching this very TV over there, and we were watching. It was Fox 5, and they were like 3, 2, 1, and then it went. She was all staticky. We're like, oh my god, it's Y2K! Oh, yeah. Oh my god, brother!
I remember that shit.
And then maybe like a minute later, it came back on.
Do you know what happened? It's because my cable broke or something.
No, it was because the contract that the Fox station had with Cox Cable, like it was up at the end of the new year. And they couldn't come to... Yeah, the terms.
So for a whole couple minutes, we were like, oh shit, Y2K is real, dude.
And then some old movie started playing that wasn't it was something other than Fox 5.
Was it black and white?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? We could actually watch that up because remember I tape every like New Year's, or I try to tape every New Year's.
Yeah.
And we probably most likely have that on there. We're like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
We're just looking at each other. Oh my god.
This is the end of the world. End the
world.
It's
really happening. Yeah. But
yeah, that was how it is.
So are you going to erase the year 2001 from memory? You said everything except the year 2001.
Well, it's because I don't want to go back to that.
Man, really. 2001, that was just a messed up year. First of all, Chandra Levy
Even though I'll tell you,
why are you mentioning Sandra Levy?
Why does Sandra got to be so Levy? Was
that was Eminem, wasn't it?
they spent the whole summer talking about her.
I still don't even know what the story is, dude. I wasn't paying attention at all.
It was like a variation of Monica Lewinsky's story.
Except for she like died.
Yeah. And they couldn't find him. They never found him guilty.
Was it with like a senator?
The congressman.
Congressman.
What the hell was his name? He was from California.
Jerry Condon or something.
Gary Condon.
Gary Condon. And then like basically she was having an affair with him, and then like she was like an intern. Was she an intern?
Yeah, I think so.
And she was having an affair with like a man that was like much older than her, as congressman. And then one day like she went missing, and like the details of all the affair came out, and everyone thought it was Gary Condon, because like. Because
it's his fault.
He ended up not getting reelected.
That's how politics are, though, right?
You know what the truth of the matter was? She was really went out jogging, and some Mexican killed her.
Oh, that's what happened, isn't it?
Yeah. They
found the guy.
Yeah, they found the guy, and he's like, I don't know, I think they're actually still trying him or something.
Her body in that park.
Like, they also related him to other crimes, too.
Jeez.
That's right.
He's like the Jack the Ripper Mexican.
And, like, really, like, it had nothing to actually do with Gary Condon. It's not like he hired him to kill her or anything like that. It had nothing to do with the congressman. It just happened to be a coincidence, even though I don't believe in coincidences. It happened to be, like, you know, a matter of fact that he was like had an affair with her, but then at the same time she went out jogging just on some random day and happened to get murdered.
I don't want to talk about some person's murder.
Anyway,
how positive is that looking towards the 2000? Oh yeah, like, by the way, in 2001 someone got murdered.
Levy,
just
like,
one, this one person got murdered. How about the fact that I was kicking ass in college for the first time out of all high school? I was like, yes. I'm on to my own.
Dude, that year we had some of the best jam sessions, too.
Motherfucking best jam sessions, dude. But we're having some awesome jam sessions now. And we actually have a name for our band now after like several years.
After we've been playing together since eighth grade, more or less.
We've gone through like the range of what, like there's Madhouse or some other stuff that we just made up on the fly. But I'm pretty happy.
Weren't you something like something Hollywood?
Oh, yeah, for East Hollywood.
East Hollywood.
I remember that. We played the like Radic Unplugged.
I was
there. That was in 2000 as well.
Goddamn.
No, it was
Mora,
1999.
What was his name? Mora something?
Mora.
Mirabelle or Mora.
Mirabelle?
Who?
Mirabelle, yeah.
But like,
oh,
cocksucker.
Yeah.
But like, I remember him saying
he
something.
He kicked us off the stage.
That was 2000. We're just
it was
all
99.
Good.
Why did
99?
He kick
no
you
way,
off?
Because we had we had
99 and 2000 because we did three of them.
But what names were we on the second one?
You were East Hollywood.
I think we were just like Joe and James or something the first time.
But I remember that
Joe and James.
I remember him
that reminds
saying,
me of like that band like Jared and Jacob or something.
But
remember they did that song that was like on Dawson's Creek.
Dave from Ohio.
But I remember that happening with East Hollywood because he said something over the intercom where he was like, as opposed to West Hollywood. So I was like, what does that mean, dude?
He's probably just trying to be funny.
We were just East Hollywood. So officially that was that our first band name, East Hollywood or Madhouse?
Joe and James.
That wasn't really a name.
We just had to be called something.
Hogan sucks.
But I'm more happy about like the Superface name. For some reason, I really like that name.
It's alright.
I like it, man, because it's super and it's face. It's two things you want to be. You want to be a Superface. Don't you want to be a Superface?
Well, I am.
Yeah, see, that's you the one who made up that name, dude.
Well, I didn't make it up.
Yeah, you did.
Came up with it.
Oh, yeah, I made up the word. Oh, I remember
you
the
came
song.
Up with this whole
remember
term?
The song from like 8th grade. Everything happened in 8th grade. Even though
that's
a
turning point, it's eighth grade.
That was a terrible year for me.
Every terrible year seems to be an awesome year at the same time, doesn't it?
No, man. That was the most depressing year of my life.
Yeah, but to tell you,
in seventh grade.
Yeah, but to tell you the truth, I think that's where it becomes like the eighth grade to ninth grade. I'd say it's depressing times because people are like, they're growing and their bodies are changing.
All right, enough. That's enough. Bodies are
starting to like girls and stuff like that. Matt Charles like into girls.
Or damn it! What did something classic? All right,
we're talking still about the 2000.
What age right. did you start right,
we
to
talk,
like
we
girls?
what happened in 2002?
2000. Yeah, what did happen?
Wait,
2002?
Wait. Actually, let me go back to 2001 real quick.
2002, we started playing open mic nights and stuff.
Oh yeah,
we played that.
Yeah, I remember.
We didn't have a radio show then.
Nope.
Well, what happened in the world in 2002?
No idea what happened in the world.
I think people were just like all scared about terrorism still.
Yeah, people were afraid.
Dude, we were dominating in Afghanistan. Still.
This year, I mean, this like decade has been the year of fear. Or the, whatever, the decade of fear.
9/11.
You predicted it too. You know what happened on 9/11? Do you remember we were outside and we were jamming? For some reason, I was playing a lot of Bob Marley. And you're like, dude, this is what's going to happen. Like, it's going to be like a decade of fear. Then after that, it's going to be a decade of, like, happiness. Maybe that's what's going to happen.
Did I say that?
Yeah, dude. You're all prophesizing
but this is
stuff.
This is after it already
was
happened.
Drunk?
This was the day of 9/11, James.
But was it, like, after it already happened?
What? I don't even remember.
9/11?
Probably.
No, was this event after it already happened? Or are you saying that James predicted 9/11?
On 9/11...
I didn't predict 9/11.
No, James didn't predict 9/11. What? James is like, Joe, don't go to... Joe, what are you going to do tomorrow? Don't do it. Don't go to D.C. tomorrow,
don't go
James.
To the World Center.
Don't go to Annandale tomorrow, James. Or Joe. But I remember like James was like saying, like, don't worry about it, dude. There's going to be a year of fear, and then there's going to be...
A decade
of fear, and there's going to be like a decade of like... Like
just domination,
or domination, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know.
Domination.
Oh man.
So maybe that's something to look forward to, man. This is gonna be good. 2010. It's gonna be make some money off of this shit. It's gonna be amazing.
So 03.
Still more terrorism.
Well, we go into invade Iraq, dominate there. Saddam's gone.
I don't
gone.
Really think anything else happened.
This right. is 2003 was the first time I ever played.
Just want to join the military.
Join the military. I told you about Hogan Knows Best.
That was 03?
I remember you were at boot camp one time and I was telling you about it.
I still haven't seen The Matrix 2. Because it came out like the week that I left.
I'll get you in Blu-ray. How about that?
And I was all pumped up to see it, but I was like, oh, shit, it's coming out like the week that I leave.
I actually saw the Matrix 2, but like I couldn't hear out of my right ear.
Damn it. I'll see it eventually.
That wasn't 2002 though, right?
That was 03.
03? What was it? Well, I don't even know.
I don't think 02 really had anything like... I mean, of course I have my own personal memories through all these years, but I'm just saying like from global events, I don't really remember anything happening.
Yeah, like everyone in America or outside of America listening to this show, if we don't mention something, go ahead and just list it on the message board or whatever. I don't care.
Dude, that was
also,
the year
we don't have the internet handy, so I can't look up 2002.
See, that's what happens. You do have the internet. You have the touch. See, we do have the internet.
I'm touching it.
He's touching. Yes, that's touch. He's fucking touched the shit out of that thing, dude. Touch that touch.
Dude, that was the year of our struggle, like to switch over from Nova to VCU. Transfer over.
The year of the struggle.
Remember 2002, like the beginning of the year, we were trying to.
So am I looking up 2002 or 2000?
Yeah, just look events up in 2003. 2002.
Oh, 2003 or 2002.
Man, I was dominating. I was an award-winning artist. Man, not was, but I still am an award-winning artist.
Yeah, there you go.
I just kept on going and going, and then just.
See, Uter graduated, or is graduating?
I think he is.
Yeah.
In 2002.
No, right now.
Oh, good.
He just Let's finished see. It, Mason.
I don't know why now my mind is all blanking. What's happened in the past since 2000 anything?
Old 03.
We'll go for we'll base this on touch.
They have this like 04? Events like really like detailed, and none of these are really.
Nothing really matters.
Yeah, I just want to know the main thing, not something that happened on every day.
What are things like inventions that were...
Oh, Daniel Pearl was murdered on February 1st.
Is that really something that I want to remember?
That's
a big deal.
That's what made me join the military.
Really?
Did you watch
that movie?
I was thinking about it, and then I wasn't, and then I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, damn it, I'll just stay in college, blah, 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 whatever. No, I didn't watch the movie. But then when I saw that in the news one day, I was watching that, they're like, oh, the terrorist... Dropped his head off, or whatever they did.
A beautiful mind
wins
Beck's
picture. I just got
so mad.
Next day, signed up, Richmond.
Really?
Went down there. Yeah, very next day.
Did you watch that?
Talked to my recruiter.
Was there a movie that came out on that?
Yeah, the Angelina Jolie.
Changing or something like that, or
did you watch? No, that was a different. I think that was a different one.
But did you watch that movie? That was based on that.
No, I never saw it. I don't know if I want to.
I wish they had this more condensed. This is stuff like the annual solar eclipse occurred. There's like a whole bunch of stuff, like something for basically every day of the year.
Really, these last 4 years have just been a big blend of activity.
Dude, the last 4 years, well, yeah, since 05 has been like a blur.
U.S. Airlines declares bankruptcy.
Who cares about that?
I'm just trying to find something.
Maybe that's what's going to happen, man. Maybe that's what's going to happen in the future.
It's like really bad stuff on here. There's not really many good things.
Maybe that's why it's a good reason why we have this radio show, that we can look back and be like, why the fuck did we talk about that?
Let's check 2003 now.
Main events that happened 2003. The main thing I can remember is like wrestling for some reason.
Because it's like probably the only thing that mattered.
I remember going to Hooters, James, and just watching Royal Rumble.
Doing they that. Talk about oil prices increasing.
Who cares about that?
The gas prices went up, but who wants to hear about that? No one wants to really hear about
it. I don't know. I've got a job, so I can afford gas.
I'm just saying that's only thing.
People want to hear about us, though, don't they? Does America want to hear about us?
What did we do in 03?
03. I guess we were now in college.
Dude.
The space shuttle Columbia disintegrates.
Oh, that's vicious,
on
dude.
On February 1st, 2003.
God damn it. I remember that.
That was your MILF era, James.
Man. No, that was 04 to 05. I remember because I lived in that apartment, that shitty apartment.
When the roof caved in? Or the bathroom?
That was so vicious.
That was just like, you sent me, I took a picture of it too, yeah. Dude.
Did you take a picture of when all the crap was still in the bathtub?
Yeah, when it was hanging down. I don't know if I took the bathtub one.
I think I actually cleaned that all out before that.
Martha Stewart and her broker are indicted for using privileged investment information and then obscuring a federal investigation. Stewart also resigns as chairperson and chief executive officer of Martha Stewart Living.
See, it's funny when I hear about, like, now looking back and I hear about all this world news, like
female bombers,
like these big like headliners, I don't really care about it as much as my news and our news.
I don't really care. There's all these suicide bombs apparently happened this year.
It's like, who wants to read about this? Even though I bet there's news sources.
No, really,
who
like
read about
pretty
it.
Much every other entry is like suicide bomber, suicide bomber, suicide bomber. There's another one.
Those people are so. Just, God.
There's another
people.
One. Two suicide bombers.
All right, let's not list all these suicide bombers.
Hurricane Isabel. That affected us.
That's right. You had a comic strip about that too.
Isabel.
Oh, that's right. When did you start your comic strip?
2002.
And now we can see it every single Monday and Tuesday on the Curl Studio website. Mm-hmm. Curls-studio.com.
Right,
let's think of the good
curls.
Stuff. Let's not think about these suicide bombers.
Well, that's what most of these things list. There's
see, that's
not really
the problem.
Good things on here.
See, but no, but see, that's
mad cow disease.
No, but see, that's the problem. When you Buffy the Vampire Slayer had his last episode.
See, but I don't remember. I don't remember exactly like everything
Lost started
that
the TV show Lost.
Time.
I remember Friends ended in 2004.
Yeah, Friends ended in 2004.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That was a lot
that I watched. That.
I thought
some
like,
reason I remember that.
did the Fresh Prince end in 2000 as well?
Fresh Prince ended in like 1996, didn't it?
Oh, damn, that's a long ass time ago. Maybe I remember the
and
90s
that happened
more.
In the last decade.
I remember the 90s more than 2000.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I feel like sometimes during like our college years was kind of like a black hole.
I remember,
you know, you're in college and you're not really focused on like the entire world.
Well, I remember like the White Stripes came out and I was really excited because that was awesome, and also like the Strokes.
That was awesome.
I remember we saw Phantom Planet like five times.
We saw Phantom Planet. You touched the.
Oh, I touched.
You touched the. What's his face?
Jason Schwartzman.
No, you didn't touch Jason.
Oh, I didn't?
We did touch.
Did
we,
I touch?
We touched
him?
The fucking whole band.
Wait, touched did everybody. I? Did I? Do you remember correctly if I actually touched Jason Schwartzman?
You had to because like we met all of them at Plan 9.
But did I touch him?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to you.
I'm
just gonna be looking? Don't touch that girl.
Do I get extra credit like if he signed on his autograph with a heart on it? Does that mean extra?
James, is it?
No.
I think it means extra because he didn't do that on Joe's.
Well, you should.
I hope he does not.
He put a heart on
Jason
his autograph.
Jason Schwartzman from Funny People.
Yeah.
And Fantastic Mr. Fox and Rushmore.
Yeah, that Jason Schwartzman. He put a heart.
I remember I told Jason. Do you know who we're talking about, James?
No.
Oh, man.
No idea.
And he was in Shop Girl.
But I remember I told Jason Schwartzman, like, when I met him, I was like, man, you're totally awesome in Rushmore. And I'm sorry, Jason, but I never saw Rushmore at that point. I was just trying to say something.
And now he's an actor because of you.
Do you think that would be crazy? It's like, ever since that, he was like, man, if that guy totally digs me in Rushmore, maybe I should just quit this band and just do this acting thing. And what if that changed his life, dude? What if that moment changed his life and I never even saw Rushmore before that? Well, that'd be so insane. That means it's freaking vicious.
It's vicious.
That's what it's down to. This is 2010, back to 2000 is the years of vicious.
Yes.
Sid Vicious. Did Sid Vicious break his leg at this point?
That was like
No, that was like, that was like in 1999 or 2000.
All we know is like wrestling events. Wrestling events are more important. Like Eddie Guerrero died.
So what happened?
Test died.
Who cares about
2004. Umaga died.
Test died.
Umaga died.
Yeah,
Umaga died. Moga died last week.
Benoit died. Who else died?
Bossman.
Shane McMahon died. No, Bossman died. Did Bossman die? He did die.
Bossman died a long time ago.
Was it before the new millennium?
I think it was after Kurt Hennig.
Is there anything to look like when people look back at these years? Are they gonna be like, these are the years of this?
I think the biggest wrestling news in the past decade was the Chris Benoit story,
the double murder suicide.
Because they actually talked about that on Fox News.
Like it
and
was,
stuff.
Yeah, it was like pretty well covered for about 4 days. I'd say at least 4 days. It was really well covered. It was on every station. Plus, you know, that's not the best press for WWE to get, too.
Well, cares.
But The Rock became a big star in the past 10 years.
That's true.
Dwayne Johnson.
Are you a fan of The Rock?
Both you? I didn't like The Rock when he was wrestling, but I like his movies.
Really?
I like it.
You like Dwayne
you like
Johnson,
walking,
but not The
walking
Rock.
Walking Tall, or what's it called? Yeah.
Yeah.
You like The Hunt to Witch
walking
Mountain?
Walking Tall, I like. That was the one where he went to, like, Brazil or something and like running through the jungle and whatever.
Yeah, I guess I never saw it, dude.
Oh, you never did?
I did see it. What is it? Gridiron Gang? Or the game?
Yeah.
The Gridiron Gang?
Something like that.
Where he's like the coach.
I
like
that.
I saw that on Encore.
The only movie I saw of Dwayne Johnson's is The Scorpion King.
You didn't see the Game Plan?
Nope.
The Game Plan was actually pretty nice. Dwayne Johnson is Disney. Dwayne's like hooking it up with the Disney films, man.
Yeah, good
Why
for
not?
Him.
Would you sign with Disney, James?
To do what?
Movies.
Do movies or do anything? I guess if you're getting paid money, you might as well just do it.
Yeah, why not?
Are the Jonas Brothers signed with Disney?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Are they?
One of the Jonas Brothers got married this weekend.
I need to like join that band.
The Jonas Brothers?
Yeah. I could be like a...
Have you heard any of the music of the Jonas Brothers? Because I haven't.
I haven't.
How does it sound
I'm not
like?
Familiar.
How does the Jonas Brothers sound like? It's like, just bring it, break it down for me. Like, if you need to compare it to somebody.
I'm just joking, man. I don't want to talk
shut the fuck up. Man, don't do that.
Have you touched
James,
them?
James,
seriously,
yeah,
seriously
do
though.
Do they touch you?
No, at the gym, they always play, like, at, I go to Lifetime Fitness, they always have,
the
like,
Jonas Brothers.
They have a set, like, playlist that they play every day, so every time I go to the gym, it's always the same songs, the music videos.
They need to mix
playing.
That up.
Yeah, it's always the same crap. So every workout I go, I see this Jonas Brother video like at least 2 or 3 times.
How's the video look like?
It's all black and white, and it's like kind of slow motion. They're up on stage jamming, like playing, and there's all these screaming girls in the crowd. It's kind of slow motion for most of it, you know? But, you know, the music's obviously real time. Or whatever.
Yeah. Is it like an awesome video?
The song's kind of slow. Yeah, it's all right.
You know what was kind of harsh? Okay, so like...
you know what's kind of harsh?
No, the Jonas Brothers.
Like, one of the Jonas Brothers...
I'm going to put that in the tags. I'm going to put that in our tags and see how many hits we get when people searching just Jonas Brothers.
Well, like, see... Okay, like, so one of the Jonas Brothers got married over
the weekend.
Yeah,
let's talk about Taylor Swift. Are you a fan of Taylor Swift? No, we're going to put that in the tags.
And he got married over the weekend. And
Hogan.
So like... Apparently, like, I clicked on it, and then, like, it showed people's responses from his marriage. It was kind of, like, really mean. I was like, damn, these people are mean to him.
What were they saying?
Like, they were like, I think he's 22 years old, and then he married somebody that was, like, 23. And they're like, oh, my God, she looks like she's 40. What an old, ugly fart bitch.
who was it again?
It was like he married his hairstylist or something.
Who?
One of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
Sweet. I don't know which one, but it was all I know was it wasn't Joe. Because he's the only one I keep track of. No,
but is Joe Jonas like the Justin Timberlake? That's a breakout star of the new millennium. Is Justin Timberlake?
I don't know
because right?
he's not like the main guy anyway.
Did they say that the most successful album of like the new millennium was like
NSYNC? No Strings Attached.
I want to know what was on No Strings Attached.
It was like
this,
all their songs
after the break.
Was that Dirty Pop?
I don't know, but anyway, like that's so basically break. Like reading people's
Dirty
comments
pop.
Though. It was, like, really mean.
Even all these people talk about. No, good, good.
But it was like really mean about like people were just like, "What a bitch! What a skanky hoe! She just wants his money, gold digger."
Were these all girls posting?
I don't know. I didn't look at people's like names. I was just like reading, like flipping through the comments, you know. And they're all like, "I hope they got a prenup. The girl's gonna steal his money. What a fucker!" And, like blah blah blah.
What a fucker.
And then it said like that they've had they've been dating for like I guess 2 years. And then, like, in the article, it says something like, they have a long-term relationship. And somebody, like, broke that, and they're like, long-term relationship, my ass. 2 years is hardly anything. And then, like
I love, like, that's just like, how, that's how, like,
it was, that, like, really angry, too. It wasn't even nice. And then there was, like, a few nice comments, like, people being like, leave them alone if, you know, they were like, they must be happy if they decide to get married or something like that. But then, like, everyone else's comments were like, so mean. It was like really mean.
I think that's another thing that
was
like
a hardcore mean.
That's one thing that's that's come out of like this new millennium, I guess, is like YouTube, right? And the message boards of YouTube.
Yeah. Dude, I just can't
YouTube
believe,
is awesome.
Like, I can't, if those are, I'm assuming that the people that left those comments are women, and I'm assuming that they're also Jonas Brothers fans.
But I like that's you know exactly how they're gonna say it. They're like, no, that stupid bitch, I have bigger titties than she does. And
like, no, it's like, that's so mean to say if that's your favorite band. Like, you think that you could be like, you know, maybe if you had a crush on him, be like, oh, I guess that Jonas Brothers off the list, you know? Like, and then just be
which
like,
Jonas
oh,
was this?
I don't know which
Josh,
one.
Josh Jonas?
I don't know his name.
Josh.
But like...
Josh.
But like...
His name is Josh these days.
Or I think it was Kevin. I don't
Josh.
Know. But
Kev,
anyway...
Kev.
But you know, like, you think Kev. That they could just like show some respect and be like, you know, maybe like one but. Minute, for 1 minute, they're like, oh, okay, he's gone. You know, then they like they're sad, but then they're like, "Oh well, I wish him luck."
She has hairy legs, and I get, you know, her snatch is all dirty and shit.
They were like, "Fuck that girl! She looks like she's 40. What a hoe! She's not 23.
Message
she's
boards,
just trying to steal
people are
money.
Haters, man. People just playing haters.
Message boards are insane.
But
like,
if you're supposed to be a fan,
everyone's a critic, and they can easily just be like, "Ah, my opinion's better than yours."
I just couldn't believe people being that harsh about it. It's like,
even
okay,
though our show
is
basically a long message.
No, but
board.
It's basically like. Okay, I'm sorry that like you didn't get the opportunity to marry Kevin Jonas. Sorry, you know, like he's a person too. It's just kind of rude. I don't know. I was kind of amazed reading that. I was just scanning through.
I love stuff like that. Like, but
do you read message boards like that though? You're just like, oh, look at that person. Like, is it's all misspelled? Do you ever comment back?
Yeah, sometimes. But well, not I haven't done it in a while.
You're like, good spelling, motherfucker.
Somebody.
Yeah, there's always somebody that tries to correct the spelling.
But it's the best when somebody actually has a valid like argument, like a valid insult against somebody.
But then they leave then, like paragraph long like.
But I mean, like they misspell something in their insult, and then the next person just goes, You spelled that word wrong, you stupid motherfucker. Like they have nothing. They know that they lost, but they just have to come up with something.
But that's so brutal because like if you misspell something, it's like even though how long and how perfect your argument may be in the message board, if you misspell something, it's like basically none of that matters. Yeah. It's like you can't spell, so your opinion means shit, bitch.
Yeah. I don't like when like people abbreviate their spelling. Like it's not Twitter, and they're all like, "You got to be witty, you know."
Like, wit,
yeah, like wit to be, like
I never, I still
with
can't.
Me, he's Kevin's my guy or something. Like, that. Like you know, like they always like make it seem like it's like,
yo, my people, yo, my peoples.
It's funny because
but who
like
talks
even,
like that?
But even when I text, I like for some reason whenever I text, I feel that I need to have proper grammar that I actually write with.
Yeah,
it's like I need to get this comment. I gotta put this. I mean, not comment, but comma and stuff like that.
That's
like,
a pain in the ass to a comma on
but
a text.
Who, like,
it
actually,
is a pain in the ass.
You gotta hit the number one like 1,000 times.
Or like the,
or the symbol
the apostrophe
thing.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Man, I just couldn't believe how people were so upset that he got married.
But do you think that the greatest invention has for this millennia has been like YouTube or like Facebook and MySpace and all that stuff? Has that been the groundbreaking thing?
MySpace
well,
is
iPod,
dead.
The iPod
or
is amazing.
Or yeah, or iPod or the IM.
iTouch.
No, iPod, dude, you know how freaking awesome and
I don't even have an
like
iPod.
Revolutionary an iPod is?
I don't have
an iPod. Oh, you don't have an iPod?
I don't have an iPod.
What?
What the fuck? You haven't seen that
Are
movie?
Are you going to disown us?
You haven't seen
how
that
do
movie?
You not have an iPod? I had an iPod like 1 million years ago.
I just didn't
I
see the need
out.
To invest in one.
I had
one.
That junk.
first came out. It was brand new.
Well, see, I'm always like the guy that's waiting for a better one to come in. Like, that, it can only hold this many songs, and by that time, I was like, find something else.
20,000 songs. 80 gigs. 80 RAM.
80 whatever. RAM. There's no RAM in that.
No, you know what I mean. They all say that.
80 RAM. Remember the 80 gigs
Dell guy? The Dell guy used to say stuff like that.
Was that the new millennium? I hope so.
Yeah, was after 2000.
Whose star do you think fell the most in the past 10 years? Whose value of the touch has diminished?
But first, who was the big star in that time?
Didn't she get destroyed?
Oh, Britney Spears has had a roller coaster career in the past 10 years.
I guess that's probably what's going to happen. Is Britney Spears has been the big one of the past 10 years because it's now back up.
And who's had the greatest career in the past 10 years? The most acceleration.
It's hard because there isn't one like superior, because we've also seen like the fall of big superstars, or they've changed. Now it's like this new transitional time.
I think Johnny Depp has risen. What? I mean, he was already pretty big 10 years ago, but now he's like to this whole nother stratosphere.
That's pretty true though. He's a household name at this point, right?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is that my beard?
Huh?
Can you hear my beard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy. I think Robert Downey Jr. has risen.
These are like in the past, like 3 years, right?
Yeah, but it still counts because, like, overall in the 10 years,
yeah, it's
like
the era.
He's going, he's gone up. His touch is worth a lot.
Whatever happened to Jared, Subway guy?
He's still there, right?
I heard he gained all that weight back.
Oh, really?
Because he was eating.
That's why you don't see him anymore.
Or I heard he gained it back, but then he got a personal trainer and lost it again.
Well, he's like, well, if you want to lose all this weight, have a personal trainer.
Yeah. What other things happened?
Well, before we get too far away from YouTube, I'm going to say one more thing. Remember that video Danny made?
Are we allowed to say the video that Danny made? I thought he banned us from saying that, or else he's going to get a lot more hate mail than we usually
get. Oh, did he?
I don't know. Did he?
He's kind of like telling people not really to push it as much.
He must have really got like a lot of...
Well,
yeah, like one time,
dude, there's
one time
so
I
many
checked,
comments
did,
on there.
But didn't, yeah. didn't Huzzard do like a response to that?
It wasn't as good though.
it wasn't as because like if you think of the original, I don't think we should say it just, you know, to be nice to Danny, but I don't like the point that he made in that first video response was like it was just like a 1-2 punch. There wasn't anything extra. It was just like boom boom. It's just like. You know what I mean? It was straight to the point, no fancy graphics or anything. And then, boom, a million people would comment on it.
Yes, people are still commenting on it to this day.
Yeah.
Why does he
I looked at it
why,
the other day.
Why yeah.
Do, somebody, like, with it on that day, it was a couple of days ago, on that day, like, a couple people had commented on it.
Oh, my God.
And like, he did that, like, 4 years ago.
How do people find this,
I guess
this,
they
man?
Just search for someone it's for like the initials of BC.
But it's so vicious because here I have, like, I'm standing by filmmakers who are, like, you know, dying to get people to see their video and their newest movie, and I check out how many hits they have, and they have like 20 hits, and it's been there for so long, and yet Danny has a video that took him one take, shot on a camera phone.
So does that mean that Danny
shot on a camera phone and gets like a million
a
views
camera?
And comments?
And
was
Danny,
it a camera?
Does that mean that?
Yeah. I mean,
if you want to rank
like
it,
you know, like a
camera phone.
Yeah.
If you want to rank it that
camera
way,
phone, but like a small
that,
a camera a video.
If you want to rank it that way, does that mean that Danny could be a better filmmaker than you?
No, but I'm saying it's like, views. It's views. You know, it's not better quality because there's some wrestlers out there who can just do a leg drop, a big boot, and a leg drop, and they get paid millions. But other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's
well,
like so surprising.
Also, like the subject matter BC of that video film. I heard that he's dating Jessica Simpson now.
Who, Danny?
What? Get out of here!
No. The subject matter of Danny's film. Did you hear about that?
Really? That's amazing. I guess now people are going to look it up.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I like
not?
At the end he goes, questions?
go try to find that on YouTube.
Oh,
I gave you a little gem.
I feel bad if he's like, he calls
us. We did not give away
up.
Anything.
I'm calling you out, Danny.
We did
come
not
in this radio
give
sh-
away.
Come in this radio show and I'll
prank
call him. Fight you to death.
I don't think we gave away that much.
To the death, Al?
If anything, we're making it more notorious. Go find it. Do our little
go
puzzle.
Go fuck yourself. Not you. I'm not saying that to you.
Oh, do our little puzzle and find out that video if you really care that much.
But see, that blows my mind. That there is an example of this millennium. Is it millennium?
The power is in your hands.
Is that someone can do that and make millions. I mean, he didn't make millions, but can be seen by millions.
And he should, like, make money off that. Find a way.
Post ads on it. You know what I mean?
This...
Just gonna give it away. People gotta search. Everyone, no, I'm not gonna promote it.
No more. No
this
more.
This is a non-sanctioned event.
We did enough. We did enough clues. Right. If you go find it, you can do it yourself.
Not bad. It's notorious. I didn't know.
A notorious thing.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
Danny doesn't even look like that anymore, so he'd be all right.
That helps him. Look for someone that doesn't look like this.
He's wearing the batting glove. That was the best part.
I don't think we gave away too much.
Oh, who cares? Hogan sucks. That's what he gets for saying Hogan sucks.
You say Hogan sucks all the time, sir.
So what else happened in the past 10 years? I guess, like, the main things Hurricane. That I think of is, like...
Katrina.
I guess Katrina happened. See, but it's all bad stuff. It's
yeah,
like
see, that's the problem. 9/11,
terrorism,
well,
a shuttle blows up, and all this bad stuff.
Those are the
happens.
Main events, this bad stuff. No
nothing,
one hears that I said
really,
that.
Like,
no one says that Bam Bam Bigelow saved people from a burning house or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember that shit?
Dude, he died, didn't he?
Oh.
Didn't he die?
That just ruins my point, then.
I thought he died.
Well, remember that story about I think it was that guy from China? The big story about how he was having his retirement party and somebody lifted him up in the air
and then
he dropped.
From last year's crazy Cooney Christmas.
And he died.
Remember SARS? Everybody started getting SARS. I think that was, what was
do
that?
Do I remember SARS?
Remember swine flu?
That was 2003. Oh, that was this year.
Oh, man. This is so horrible. What a horrible past 10 years. But then if you think...
What a horrible... I think that's going to be the name. What a horrible past 10 years.
But also, like... And then even more horribleness. Like, think about the most popular things of the past 10 years is, like, American Idol.
I hate American Idol. Fuck you,
yes,
American Idol.
Yes,
yeah,
damn it.
Fuck you. Send you to pound
God
in
damn
the
it.
Ass prison American Idol.
American Idol sucks.
Simon,
all those reality
Simon,
shows.
Simon, you suck.
You gotta get all close to the mic with that.
Yeah, like,
so you think you can dance?
All those reality shows and, like, all those dumb celebrities having, like,
American Idol.
Having, like,
American Idol is
DUIs.
American Idol is what took the place of Firefly. Fuck you, American Idol. Firefly should still be on the air.
Like, all these bad things happened in the past 10 years.
Okay, before the show ends, what's a good thing?
We need to have good things.
Nothing good happened in this decade.
There has to be something good that happened this
decade. Even though the decade technically doesn't end until next year.
I won awards. Those are good things. Carolyn and I are at comic book conventions. That was a good thing. Superface is happening. That's a good thing. All three of us are making millions of dollars. We kick ass.
Are we making millions of dollars?
Fuck you, world. Fuck you.
I guess a good thing that happened was seeing
we have a radio
the
show.
Batman movies. Came
yeah, The Dark Knight
Dark
was awesome.
Knight.
Avatar was awesome.
Was
or
nice.
This is just entertainment are the only things that are good that happened.
Like, pretty much. I don't know anything else that's good that
there's
happened.
Nothing like Peace on Earth happened. It's so amazing.
Peace on Earth. What a joke.
Welcome,
there's
2010.
No
So what are you looking forward to in 2010? Anything?
I'm looking forward to the next... I'm looking forward to making my feature film, Help Wanted, in 2010. I'm looking forward to OneShots.com, the web series that we're producing. I'm looking forward to that happening. And comic books, Superface, living life, and dying every minute. Yes.
Yes.
Right. All right, let's go around in a circle. What is that called when they do that in the... Those talk shows, the
or no, the, when
circle.
They do it in that 70s show.
Do we need a talking stick?
What?
When you have a
the
stick,
round,
you can
round,
only talk.
The round
when
table.
You have the
Let's
stick.
Do a. It's a round table discussion. Is what right. we have.
Oh yes, sir.
So what are you looking forward to 2010? What do you want to happen in 2010? Nothing political. Nothing about assassinations either.
No,
James
definitely wouldn't say that. Oh, you asking me?
Yeah, but what are you looking forward to before the show
like
ends?
For myself?
Yeah, man. What do you want? What do you want to happen?
Honestly,
good stuff.
This year coming up, I don't know. I'm looking to you know, get a new job somewhere, making some good money and or some better money, and maybe leave the area. I don't know yet. I don't know if I want to leave the area. Maybe buy a home. Who knows?
What about you, Carolyn?
I actually agree with most of the stuff James said.
I don't know. You know what? Honestly, I haven't thought about it too much. This is, like, the first year ever that I've just haven't thought about, like, oh, man, next year I'm gonna get started on this right away. And, you know,
yeah. Well,
fuck it.
Do you ever do the New Year's resolution?
What I really want to happen is, like, I want all of our work that we've been working our asses off just to be viewed and enjoyed by a lot of people. You know, I love the fact that a lot of people, like, really enjoy our radio show to whatever degree that they do. And, you know, that they, even all the weird-ass comments we get and, you know, the solicitations or whatever the hell, I think that's really cool, and I look forward to hopefully a lot more people enjoying those things, because that's why we do this show. That's why I've been doing it for a whole entire year, is just to...
Yeah, leave us some negative comments about the Jonas Brothers marriage.
Yeah, do that. Do that. And Taylor Swift. Talk about Taylor Swift. I dare you. But yeah, you know, that's the one thing, you know. It's like when James and I's band does more, I hope people enjoy that. That's what I want to happen. I mean, really, like, all I ever hear is negative news. I don't really give a fuck about negative news.
The media, man. The media.
That's
something
that Chris Rock
says. It's a conspiracy, man. The media doesn't want anybody to hear any good news.
And then
they're on fear.
And then when it is good news, it's always like stupid stuff. They're like, look, it's puppies playing in the snow. Like at the very end of the news.
Headlines today, puppies playing in the snow.
No, it's never headlines. It's always at the very end of the news, like the local news. They're like, look, puppies.
Puppy power.
So like, tonight at 10, we've got a fabulous new fashion show coming up. And then at 11, we've got the suicide bomb tears through thousands of buildings.
Dude, it's always so hilarious when they switch.
They're like,
when
bird flu.
They changed it. They changed their attitude at a split second, like on the news. Like, yeah. And today, yes, so puppies are everywhere. And then death.
I like the part where they, like, investigate restaurants, and then they're like, you never know what would happen at the grocery store. And then it has, like, a picture of a cockroach running.
Yes. I guess that's what we're going to end on, guys. Thanks for everyone. Have a, you know, I hope everyone had a good 2009.
Yeah.
You know,
2010 will be better.
I hope 2010 will be amazing. Hopefully we do more of this for you guys. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
I'm James. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Anytime, man. Happy New Year. Oh, God. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope I'm so entertaining for you. See you all next year.
See you next year.
Good night.